This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. And let me tell you something. Everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so much for keeping America moving along. Now, this includes our over-the-road truck drivers. There's a lot of guys and gals driving semis coming from all around the country with all sorts of things here to Florida. You're going to see them. You're going to see the convoys. You're going to see the signs on the door, Hurricane Ian Recovery or whatever. They're going to have something on the door to identify themselves. And you'll also see and hear the folks coming down here. The post office gets involved in this sort of stuff because they have priority to be on the roads doing whatever they do anyway. Besides the mail, they'll be doing other things, I'm sure. We'll also have the military everywhere and anywhere out here on the streets. And, of course, our suicide jockeys are so important right now to keep the supply of gasoline and diesel and jet fuel going where it needs to go to keep everybody moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Captain's America is the way we're there. Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And I'm trying to update that. I'll do that, have to do that after the show. And we'll go from there, and you'll see some different things on there that'll help you. All right, joining us right now, my good friend and brother of the badge and retired firefighter, as I am, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You and I are going to put our helmets on today, and we're going to talk as firefighters and let the people know some of the things that they should be doing and some of the things that they shouldn't be doing based on our innumerable years of experience, because I've seen some people and I've heard some people talking really stupid, and it's got to stop. They got to wake up, because there's too much that can go wrong at this stage of the game right now, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything is unstable.
Yep.
That's the first rule. Everything is unstable. So if you don't know exactly what to do, if you have to question whether you know what to do, don't do it.
Yep. And I want to say the Pledge of Allegiance to get it started. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I have an incident update from the Emergency Operations Center. And they've been telling me what's been going on all night long down there, especially on the barrier islands. Search and rescue, of course, is number one to try to get people out of harm's way. They've been taking people out of the rubble down there that have been trapped in the situations they found themselves in, as well as taking people out of their homes that have identified that they're okay. And the helicopters, there's a bunch of them down there flying in, picking them up, going back, flying in, picking up, going back. It's all hands on deck right now down there.
absolutely. This is a major, major catastrophe. This is an act of God. And you're now understanding the full force of that phrase, act of God. The swath of destruction that this storm has left is unprecedented. And sadly, it hit populated areas. So we're going to see a death toll here. And I'm very proud of Governor DeSantis for saying, let's not assume anything. Because no matter what I'm talking about, I say, don't assume. Let's wait and see what happens.
Right.
I'm very proud that he's not trying to sensationalize this as other people have in the past.
Yep.
When hurricanes hit, he's saying, let's get to the task at hand and let's not assume anything. But he did say there's going to be fatalities here, and God rest their souls.
Yep, absolutely, positively true. And, of course, the one thing that we can tell you as firefighters, retired, the number of rescues that we went through and did is the fact that you can't assume anything. You have to assume every house you see, every pile of debris you see, that there's somebody there.
Yeah, and you're going to see dogs brought in. You're going to see people digging through rubble and being very, very quiet whenever they can to listen for things.
Yep.
We saw a lot of people recognize that when they were working on the pile after 9/11. You'd see hundreds of people just stop.
Yep.
And be motionless because they thought they heard something. That's happening in smaller versions all over the barrier islands and all over places where the destruction is great.
Yep.
Because people are trapped in that rubble. They're underneath things. Their houses have been ripped apart and shredded and put on top of them.
Yep.
Try to imagine being under all of the walls that you see right now,
mm-hmm.
and all of the furniture that you see right now, and screaming for help, and you're injured.
Mm-hmm.
That's what first responders are looking for right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there will be plenty of time to tear things apart, if that's what you want to do, because we always look at every evolution that we do, and we rate ourselves, if you will. But for anybody to go out there and start pointing fingers right now, which some people are,
yeah,
I'd just like to take a board and whack them upside the head.
Can't do that. That's irresponsible and uncalled for at this point.
Yep, absolutely. All right, hold that thought, folks. I'm coming back with more with Frank Silvallo from undergroundusa.com. That's his website, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he has. We are going to continue to talk about the response and the recovery and the rescue going on with Hurricane Ian.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Here. I know a lot of my listeners in Hernando and Citrus counties have been waiting for this. Moss Nissan is now open in Brooksville at the corner of the Suncoast Parkway and State Route 50. This new dealership is just beautiful, by far the nicest in Brooksville. I'll be at the new Moss Nissan in Brooksville this Saturday from 11 to 3, and while I'm there, I'll help you get the best deal on that new or pre-owned Nissan. We'll have the grill fired up, so come hungry and get something to drink. This Saturday, 11 to 3, at the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, corner of the Suncoast Parkway and State Route 50.
Don't worry, the captain's not cooking because I'm the guy called Burnham Black Jack. But you can get some hot dogs or hamburgers or maybe a few chips or whatever else they got there for side stuff, along with a nice cold soda or a bottle of water for you and the kids. Come on by, stop by Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville. I will be there looking forward to it. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. That's their motto. Don't forget. If you happen to be an active duty vet, military or a veteran, or you're a first responder, active or retired, or a church pastor, you can get a great deal on a vehicle up here, new or pre-owned, at Brooksville, because they will do the best they can for you, because they know you're doing the best you can. And don't forget the Moss Care either, where you get free tire changes and oil, free tire rotations and oil changes on a regular basis there. Real good stuff. Great place to go. Fantastic people. You're going to love them. Moss Nissan in Brooksville. All right, back to Frank Silvato. And Frank Silvato is with UndergroundUSA.com. But today we put our fire department helmets on because we want to talk to the people about what it's like to try to be a first responder in the midst of all this sort of stuff, because it's bad enough when you're in harm's way. It's worse yet when you get in the way of the first responders.
Yeah, these guys have been trained to do a job. They know what to do. They know what not to do. And they have a procedure that they have, standard operating procedure, which in this case gets very loose because everything is unexpected. So they're trying to adapt to the situations and maintain scene safety at all times. And people who complicate it by trying to do things that they're not trained to do, people who don't take direction, they complicate things and steal time away from people who need to receive the first responders' help. So if you are trying to do good things in the face of a tragedy like this, please stow the ego and take direction from people who are wearing first responder uniforms because they've been trained for these scenes. It's not a slight. They're not trying to belittle what you're trying to do. Everybody's trying to help. But if you're not trained as a first responder, you need to be humble enough to take direction. Mm-hmm. Don't become part of the problem. Be an aid to the help that they're trying to render.
Mm-hmm. Well, since 1 o'clock this morning, down in Sarasota, DeSoto, Charlotte, Collier, Lee counties, search and rescue operations have been underway in response to Hurricane Ian. Urban Search and Rescue Team Number 2 was the first on the scene, and the U.S. Coast Guard has made dozens of rescues overnight. Now, there are 8 USAR teams with more than 800 team members performing search and rescue right now, and I think that's where the number's going to stay because of the military that are coming in and all the different fire departments that are responding as well. But the National Guard and the Coast Guard are landing helicopters on the barrier islands to perform search and rescue, and search and rescue teams have rallied at the Fort Myers Sports Complex, and they've been running operations there for about the past 7 hours.
Yeah, they're going to be in a rescue mode for a few days.
Yep.
If not a week, but at some point in time, this is going to turn into a recovery effort.
Yep.
And that's just the grim reality of this.
Mm-hmm.
The destruction is so massive that the fatality numbers are going to be significant on this. And this is why, and Matt and I were talking about this before the storm hit, when you have something of this magnitude, you've got to jettison the bravado.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something to have a party and hunker down with. If your dwelling is a single level dwelling, or a dwelling that you believe may have not been sturdy enough to withstand the winds that were coming,
mm-hmm.
The foolish thing to do was to stay. When you see something like this, and this storm was a monster, and there was ample warning. You've got to get out of the way. So even now, as the storm goes up the East Coast and gathers intensity again, it's aiming towards Charleston, South Carolina.
Yep.
And I hope the people in Charleston, especially in the barrier islands like Isle of the Palms, I hope they understand and learn from what happened down here in places like Sanibel.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to stow the ego and pack up and take a little road trip inland. Just for the couple days, because nothing is worth your life.
No.
Nothing.
No.
And that's a lesson that's lost on people who failed to heed the evacuation in this instance. And again, I say, God rest their souls.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also something else. People go, well, I can't leave. I haven't got insurance, and it doesn't matter, and this, that, and the other. Hey, screw the insurance for a minute, and let me tell you something. There's a website called disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov. That's where you go if you don't have insurance. And you apply, just like you do for anything else. They will verify that you are a property owner. And they will help you to the ability that they think that you can repay what you've got back to them. It is a government loan. And you can get started right away. Now, I'm going to give you a phone number, too. It's 800-621-3362. 800-621-3362. Now, here's the deal. Don't just go, oh, the captain said I can get my other. No, I didn't say that. You have to qualify. You can't just get a hold of them and say, well, I need X amount of dollars to do whatever. Nope, it's not going to work that way. You got to have pictures. They're going to come and inspect. And then, if you're lucky and they agree, you might get whatever you get out of it.
Yeah, and we saw a version of this after Andrew.
Yep.
And there were a lot of people from both insurance companies and the government down there walking amongst the people who used to have homes, trying to assist them the best they could. One of the big points here in this is you need to be alive in order to apply for this.
That's right.
So, you know, the people who left, the people who evacuated and heeded the warning, the people who looked at the images of this storm coming and understood it to be much bigger than the entire peninsula of the state and said, I don't think this is a good thing to stay for.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to apply for that disaster aid if they need it. It's a tough situation, man.
Well, there is a disaster fund, but that's different, and that is for communities, like housing communities. So let's say Lakewood Ranch and a certain community had a bunch of damage and they need to apply for money. There's something called the Florida Disaster Fund that supports response and recovery efforts, and that's something totally different. That's not for individuals. That's for the community.
Yeah, and the entire insurance apparatus in the state of Florida is going to be tested by this event.
And how?
Because the claims are going to be in the tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yep.
We're going to see how well it was set up. And when it all is said and done, under this governor especially, I'm sure there is going to be a critique about how to make it better and how to make it sustainable. You know, you learn from responsible people, learn from lessons like this. You were talking about critiquing before.
Mm-hmm.
After everything is said and done, you sit around the big conference table and with your notes and you say, okay, how did we perform?
Mm-hmm.
Where did we fail? How can we do better? Where do we put our resources to make it better? And let's start yesterday.
And for the people that keep asking me how many people are dead and this, that, and the other, and all that, I'm not even going to go there. Because it's a question that we're not even thinking about right now. We're thinking about search, rescue, and getting the people out of harm's way that need the help right now. There are people that have been killed. Yes, we know that. There are going to be a bunch of people that died. Yes, we know that. Unfortunately, they didn't heed the warnings. They didn't do what they were told to do. But we have to take care of those that we can take care of right now. You want to stick around, Frank?
You bet.
All right, hold on. All right, I'm going to be right back with Frank. Frank and I, of course, are a couple of old smoke eaters, brothers of the badge, firefighters, talking about the rescues and different things, little things that can save you a bunch of grief. If you want to call, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After leaving a path of destruction across Florida, Ian strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane around 5 p.m. Thursday. on its way towards Georgia and the Carolinas. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, the storm was about 185 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You had Coast Guard assets. You had urban search and rescue teams. We've had the National Guard out assisting people. There have been more than 700 confirmed rescues, and there's likely many more than that that will be confirmed as more data comes in.
The Senate approved legislation to keep the federal government operating until mid-December, as well as shelling out more money for Ukraine. The legislation, which passed 72-25, will prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. Thursday night football last night, Cincinnati defeated Miami 27-15. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's just a shame, that's all. I could say,
you're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha, and I'm very honored to be in the presence of my good friend Frank Silvato. We're talking about doing a little chop talking here from a firefighter standpoint about what's going on and what people can expect. We got a lot more information coming in. The information is coming in very quickly, I might add, about what's going on in the hurricane Ground Zero area. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take. I've taken it for over 8 years, and I continue to take it because it works. So if you're struggling with pain of any sort, doesn't matter what it is, how it happened, why you got it, this is something that will help you. Now, will it get rid of the pain? It might. But will it help you calm down? Oh, absolutely. And it'll give you an opportunity to maybe catch some sleep that you haven't been able to do and all that sort of stuff. Now, I will tell you that all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go there and check out the three-week quick start, $19.95. There you go. All right, back to Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
The other thing we forgot to mention is fires. Natural gas lines are going to be ruptured. And it doesn't take much to get one of those fires started. I saw a couple of places burning yesterday, one in Fort Myers and one in Sanibel Island, and they were pretty good-sized structures. And I would be willing to bet you that that was a ruptured gas line.
Yeah, when you have destruction like this, you've got multiple bad scenarios. So you got gas lines that rupture. You also have ripped apart electrical.
Yeah,
and you've got your fuel and you've got your ignition source, and there's plenty of air. So yeah. The fire triangle is completed.
Yeah,
and they've got to cap these things. That's another reason why you don't walk into standing water.
That's right.
It's because you don't know if there's major electrical lines down that's charging that water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see bubbles in standing water, I wouldn't stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Because that usually means a burst gas line.
That's right.
You know, so be aware. If you're anywhere in these areas still, you need to be hyper aware of your surroundings at all times as you make your way out of that area to a designated safe zone.
Yep.
You have to operate under the idea that nothing is safe until you're a designated safe zone. Watch what you touch. Watch where you walk.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of your surroundings, because things will still be falling and collapsing these days.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've received word from, again, emergency operations that over 700 people have been rescued since midnight. Over 700 people have been rescued in the dark since midnight, and they're working the barrier islands hot and heavy right now. 800 search and rescue folks are there right now looking.
That's not an insignificant number. That comes down to approximately 120 people an hour.
That's right.
Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work. That is a lot of evolutions, a lot of activity. And the fact is, they shouldn't have had to go out there to pick these people up. I'm not gonna lecture people who are just happy to be alive today. But if they would have heeded the evacuation notices, especially on barrier islands,
yeah,
they would be being picked up by the Coast Guard.
No, and of course, you know, the devastation is there is also the fact that the bridge that goes out there has been destroyed in two or three different sections of it. So you're not going to have a bridge for a long time, which means the only way, yeah, once you get to moving around, you're going to go back and forth is by boat.
Yep. And a lot of those boats now are in Georgia.
Uh-huh. And a lot of those boats are up on the shoreline, stacked on top of each other. Because that's what the water did. They took the boats and they pushed them into shore, and they're jammed into each other.
Yeah, if not sunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them are sunk on the highway, believe it or not.
Yeah, a lot of boat owners who saw this coming. When you see marinas start to empty out before a storm,
yep,
and they look like they don't have any tenants, that's a great signal that maybe you should get out.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to mention this just because it's what you and I are talking about. Fox News is reporting that Ian is leaving Florida residents begging for rescue. Well, of course, because they put themselves in a position where that's what's happened to them now.
Yeah, and I'm going to chastise Fox News a little bit for sensationalizing people's terror now.
They shouldn't say that, I don't think.
No, they shouldn't. It's irresponsible, it's sensationalistic, and they're trying to capitalize off a disaster. Shame on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
They should be providing emergency information and educating the people on what they can do to help them in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to paint a picture of misery, which is what a lot of news media is want to do in situations like this. They don't help. They don't help at all. Put out the numbers for the Red Cross. Put out the numbers for the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
You know, explain to people how they can actually help. Don't be saying people are begging.
Mm-hmm.
That's inhumane. So shame on Fox News for that.
Now I got to
report on how much power has been restored already, which is miraculous
that's right.
Of itself.
About 500,000 people have got their power back since yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's an enormous number.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enormous number. The work that these guys are doing to try to restore as much power as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
500,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's bravo. This is what it's all about. We should be talking about stories like that.
Yeah.
Not trying to paint pictures as hopeless beggars. It's horrible.
Now, I had a question here about somebody that was asking about the debris and all that stuff. Who's going to pay for that? How am I going to get this done, et cetera, et cetera? Well, it comes with the federal disaster declaration, because the declaration makes federal funding available to governments and eligible nonprofit organizations in the affected areas for debris removal and emergency protective measures on cost-sharing basis. Now, specifically, the federal government, FEMA's organization, is authorized to cover 100% of eligible costs for a period of 30 days beginning from September the 23rd. Now, the governor requested the declaration immediately upon landfall of Hurricane Ian to ensure that the state can quickly move forward into response and recovery. The letter also requested that any individuals that needed help could be helped. And again, that comes through the website disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov. If you have any questions, you can call them directly at 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. And then, of course, the Florida Disaster Fund, that has nothing to do with individuals. That has to do with communities and home associations, et cetera, that need to have help in restoring their areas.
Yeah, and this is going to sound a little harsh. It's not meant that way. It's just a bare fact. You can't just sit and be useless in something like this when it comes to gathering information about how you move forward. You've got to take the initiative, and you've got to do some information searching. Matt just gave you two organizations, two informational pipelines. Go to them. If you have power, if you have a cell phone, go to them and understand what your next steps are.
Mm-hmm.
The people in charge are trying to minister to an entire state. This information can't be spoon-fed to you. You
nope.
have to be responsible enough to educate yourself on your own personal next steps. Don't just expect it all to be dropped in your lap, because it's not. You're going to sit there watching people walk by you if you have that kind of mentality. Take the initiative. Educate yourself on your next steps and execute.
Yep, and the veterans know that the VA will be around today. They weren't around yesterday, of course, during the height of the storm or the day before. But they'll be around today, and you'll be able to get help by going through your conventional means there at the VA. All right, I got the music coming up, so that means that we'll talk to you on Monday. Stay low, and I'm sure you're going to be watching what's going on.
Absolutely. Stay low, my friend, and God bless everybody.
Thank you very much. Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com. He's a man of extreme integrity, brother of the badge, retired firefighter like myself. We told you the way it is based on our experience as firefighters. I hope we were able to give you some sort of help. That's what it's all about, and that's what I'll continue to do. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone Quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much. That's Jeff from Sarasota. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, Tampa Bay and Sarasota. By the way, if you're outside the area listening to me around the country and wondering whether or not you can take advantage of Dominic's great product line and whatnot, yes, you can. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. The number is 941-922-2345. They will gladly talk to you about your blinds, shades, or shutters needs and see what they can do to help you out. Now, they've got a website. They'll tell you all about that, and they'll walk through everything with you. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, their phone number is 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. They're great people. They do a fantastic job. All righty. Here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to everybody out there, and good morning to all the people down in Southwest Florida. God bless you. We pray for you and just hope to be here quickly.
You bet. So far, they've rescued 700 people from the barrier islands since midnight.
Wow. Now, you can't play with these things, Captain. And that was, you know, that was right there up there with Charlie. Just very powerful, even bigger than Charlie. And a lot of damage, a lot of destruction. And it's very sad when these things happen. And all we can do is pray and wish the best for people and just keep moving forward.
Yep.
At least. It's sad.
Yep.
But now we'll talk some sports, try to get a little bit of distraction here. The Dolphins are undefeated no more. They lost the Cincinnati Bengals last night. Anybody who watched the game, Cincinnati came out with some new uniforms, Captain. They went all white with the stripes and all white helmet with stripes. Looked like white tiger.
White tiger.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. We were in the Super Bowl last year, Thursday night game, trying to spice it up. And, hey, it was a good ball game. So, congratulations, Cincinnati. Unfortunately, the quarterback, Tua, had taken to the hospital, Captain. He took another hit, and I'm sure with some brain trauma, neck and back.
He got smacked last week, didn't he?
He did, Captain. You know, he had a concussion last week, and they played it off, and now this. The good news is it looks like he's going to be on the plane back home this morning with the team. So that's good. That's the good news of the situation. But, again, you can't play with the body. You can't play with the concussion, you know, and very sad situation. You have to be smart. Little NASCAR, Captain. Bowman's going to miss the Cup Series race at Talladega.
Mm.
Guess what? Concussion-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the brain is something that we're finally looking at a little bit more seriously, Captain. And, just sending me into another thought process. Sports is great. We have fun talking about it. But, I know this is near and dear to your heart and mine also. Concussions, mental situations. You know, we lose too many military men and women every day of PTSD.
Traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get help. It's worse than a broken leg, a broken arm, because, you don't get the head fixed, man. Everything can happen from there. So I think everybody can go out and get help that needs it, because it's so important. So please do that. And, no such in feeling. But be humble. Okay, God says that too. So God bless anybody who's going through that, because it's not a pleasant thing to have to go through. You know what, Captain? You know, we talked about Mr. Pujols getting 700 home runs. Well, Mr. Judge smashed his 61st home run to tie Mariners for the AL record. I'm so happy for him. And very nice young man. You know, people are saying, oh, that's not the record. You know, Barry Bonds has the record. Well, a lot of people are coming out and saying, you know what? That's the NL record, not the AL number one, number two.
Right.
There's no proof that Mr. Judge has been taking any steroids.
Correct.
But, you know. We know with Bonds, and talk about being pleasant and nice to everybody. This guy is a blessing for the game, okay? He's a steward for the game. This is the type of people you want playing your sport that we all love.
Sure.
Speaking about Jeff down in Sarasota, he's a baseball fanatic and loves the sport like a lot of other people. You know, football's king because it's just everybody loves to watch and it's exciting, but... Mm-hmm. Baseball was really what started this country.
Would you like to take a caller from one of our regulars?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, one thing I'd like to say here is that I don't know how many years it's been since Hurricane Andrew, but that was the last really super one that did tremendous amount.
Been 18 years since Charlie.
Yes, Charlie, okay. Well, one thing is that since video and stuff is much more, is a lot better nowadays, the video documentation that can be done on this storm and stuff can be used to let people know.
Of course.
In the future, what these things can do. And if it were combined on like when they have future storms coming.
All right.
They can show some of these videos. And also show the distance from land, how far people had to move.
Okay, let's go back to the sports thing, but I appreciate what you're saying, okay?
All right.
Thank you very much. And, document. When it comes time for the insurance, where are the pictures? Where's the film, right?
That's it, Captain. Very good point. Now, speaking about that, if I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, please give me a call, 813 813- 866-1052. He makes a good point, Captain. Now when they keep talking about things coming and, you know, hunker down and all this and that, they need to say, hey, look what happens if you don't leave, and start maybe scaring people a little bit to wake up, Captain, because you know what? People need to wake up sometimes and do a call to action.
Let me tell you what I did to my neighbor when they told me they were sticking around, staying behind. And we were in a mandatory evacuation zone. I said, I'm going to give you this tag. See it? Yep. I said, fill it out. Tie it to any piece of your clothing where it will stay and keep it on your clothing. Well, why are we going to do that? I said, that's your body tag.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I told him. He looked at me strange. I said, I'm serious. That's your body tag. It'll allow people to identify you a lot quicker than having to go through the coroner's office and see if you're who they think you are.
Amen, Captain. Just be smart.
Anyway, did he stick around after that? Nope.
Good. No, that's it.
Sometimes he left. He says, I'm not staying. I said, good. You shouldn't be.
Absolutely, Captain. Well, you take care. God bless you. We'll talk Monday. Should be a great sports weekend.
Sunday.
And again, if I can help anybody with their insurance needs,
Sunday.
Please call. Sunday, yes, sir. I will see you Sunday. God bless you.
Yes, you will.
Up there. Please call me, folks. 813-966-1052. Love to have a cup of coffee with you, and we can talk some sports. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Take care, Patrick. I'll see you on Sunday. All right. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Now, I got to mention some things here pertaining to Hurricane Ian. There is a website where you can go and you can check out and see some of the things that you might or might not be eligible for. It's called disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov. Their phone number is 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. Now, you got questions, you want to know what's covered and who's covered, and maybe you need some help with this or with that, and how do I do it? They'll have the answers. So disasterassistance.gov, phone number 800-621-3362. Now, you veterans out there, if you need help, the non-emergency number is 877-741-3400. That's 877-741-3400. And again, we already have been told that there's been over 700 rescues made since late last night down in the affected areas. We wish everybody well. I'll be on the air tonight with a weekend edition. We'll be giving you updates on what's going on. But remember, we're here to help. We're here to guide you along. We're here to answer your questions if we can do that, or certainly give you the right information. I'm the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we will be here for you when you need that extra little help. All right. Take care. Have a great day. God bless America. I'll see you tonight on a Radidio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.